cover
to
the
There are principles.
同样一本书。
With the same book.
你看，对一般人就怎么说？这个我不知道读了多少遍。
To some people, they say, I have read it read so many times.
但有一般的弟兄，他们觉得这是好像我从来没读过一样。
But to another group of brothers, they say, it's as if we have never read it before.
请记住。
Please.
现在马拉基说话的对象。
And the subject to whom the elephant spoke.
不是对那些真正贫穷。
It is not to those people who are true.
有的人贫穷，他也知道自己贫穷。
Some people who are poor, they know they're poor.
我这里一般人是他贫穷，他不知道自己贫穷。
But here he spoke to these people who are poor, yet
they don't know. 他失败了，他不知道自己失败。
They have failed, yet they don't know they're
failing. 他还以为自己得胜。
They still thought that they have tried.
我们走在神旨意的道路。
We are walking in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
Understand?
这里有一些的话是特别神对这班人。
Here there are special words that God has spoken to this group of people.
所以他们回来以前。
So before his return.
主要呼召这班人的圣灵。
He will call to a group of overcomers.
那么一切主回来。
Those who will wait and receive his coming.
但是弟兄姊妹，要我们要记得，在主回来以前。
We need to remember that before he comes.
神百姓的光景，一面像马拉基那样所说的，一面也像。启示录那所告诉
的。The conversion of the children of God will be as a description according to Malachi and also as described in Revelation.
我想我们很简单的就从马拉基第一章开始。
We will simply begin from Malachi chapter 1.
一开始耶和华说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我？”
In the beginning, God said, "I have loved you, but you say, how can you love me?"
弟兄姊妹，当然谁说我曾爱你？
When God told us that I have loved you,
证明是爱是有的历史。
And it tells you proof that there is history to this.
这不是今天的故事。
This is not the first day story.
这不是两个人第一次见面。
This is not their first encounter.
这个爱已经有了一段历史。
There's already some history to this.
神记得他的爱没有褪色。
God remembered that His love never fades.
神记得他的爱没有改变。
God remembered that His love never changes.
现在在对方说我曾爱你。
Now God says to them, I have loved you.
但是这里的反应是什么？
But what is the response?
你在什么事上爱我？
How can you love me?
所以这里的爱是个受伤的爱。
And so here is a wounded love.
这里的爱是心中滴血的爱。
And here is a love dripping with blood.
当神在那说这句话时，
When God was speaking such words,
他的心仿佛在那里滴血。许多时候，我们在主面前的情形。
Many times our condition is broken.
我们以为我们是爱他，我们以为我们光景是对的。
We know that we love him and our condition is right.
但是马拉基一开始给我们看一个受伤的爱。我曾爱你，你们却说你在何事上爱我？
I love you, yet you say, how have you loved me?
那下面神就告诉我们他怎么爱我。
Now God begins to tell us how he loved
us. 他说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？
He said, even was not Esau Jacob's brother?
我却爱雅各。
Yeah, I have loved Jacob.
那弟兄姊妹都知道雅各跟以扫。
Do you all know the story of Jacob and Esau?
这故事是双胞胎的故事。
This is the story of the twins.
因为雅各想尽办法希望兑现出来。
Jacob used all his means to be the first one.
结果最后他做了第二。
And yet he came out the second.
所以以扫就变成了雅各的哥哥。
And so Esau became his older brother.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
在旧约来说，
In the Old Testament,
这个长子是个有条件的。
A firstborn is someone with a requirement.
如果做父亲的话，
If he is the father,
他的拣选当然是拣选长子。
His selection must be the firstborn.
这是他能力最大的身份。
And because he has fortune and the strongest.
所以圣殿长子的名分就是特别的名分。
So the firstborn received a special place.
以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？
Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother?
我却爱雅各。
Yes, I have loved Jacob.
以扫比雅各先出来。
Esau came out before Jacob.
以扫就是条件来讲胜过雅各。
And Esau has a better requirement than Jacob.
但神就是爱，没有条件的。
But the Lord loves Jacob.
我们知道说，圣经告诉我们，神是亚伯拉罕的神。
The Bible tells us that God is the God of Abraham.
这个我们能懂，这个我们能理解。
This we can understand.
神是以撒的神，我们也能明白。
We also understand that God is the God of Isaac.
但神怎么是雅各的神？
How can God be the God of Jacob?
所以这里的爱就是拣选的爱。
And here is the love that is the love of selection.
谁拣选亚伯拉罕有道理？谁拣选亚伯拉罕有道理
？God has every reason to select Abraham.
谁拣选以撒也有道理
？He also has reason to elect Isaac.
最没有道理的神拣选了以撒，一样。
Yet he has no reason to elect Jacob.
弟兄们。这里给我们看神在哪一件事情在爱我们。
Here it shows us how has God loved
us. 有一个爱叫做拣选的爱。
There is a love, the love of election.
我们这些人就是被神看上。
We are the people of we are the object.
我们都是没有条件的。
We have no reason.
但神爱我们。
God loves us.
神无缘无故的爱上。
He loves us without any reason.
但是不是这样
？Not only so.
当你读雅各的历史。
When you read the story of Jacob, when you read the story of the Israelites, and God especially mentioned Edom. Now, when you see God is the God of history, you see how God led the descendant of Jacob and also the descendants
of Jacob.
Now you understand where God has loved us.
所以下面讲到以东的故事。
Then he tells us the story of Edom.
以东曾经被毁坏过。
Edom was thrown down.
但以东人怎么说
？But what's the Edomite?
他说我们要重建荒废之处。
He says we will rebuild the Jerusalem.
在这句话，讲这句话。
And when they spoke these words,
刚刚好在历史上有一个阿拉伯帝国，第一个阿拉伯帝国诞生在这里。
And there was the first Arab nation born at that time.
你知道这就是神给以实玛利应许。
And this is the promise which God has given to Ishmael.
以实玛利有一天要成为大的帝国。
One day Ishmael will become a great nation.
那么以实玛利的养母叫尼拜约。
The first born of Ishmael is.
尼拜约。那么结果呢？他所建立的帝国就叫做拿巴先帝国，拿巴先听着。
And he had built, oh, the firstborn of Ishmael is Nebat, and so his kingdom is called an Nebation.
对，这个拿巴先帝国呢，是可以说是在罗马帝国那个时候以前在，这个在红海附近是个很大的帝国。
The Nebation kingdom is a great kingdom before the Roman kingdom.
一直从西奈半岛一直到西奈半岛，然后一直到这个叙利亚那一带，通通是他们的地
上。On the Sinai Peninsula, all the way to Syria, those lands, those territories, all belong to them.
所以在那个时候呢，我们的拿巴的帝国就建立了很大的帝国。
So we know that Nebat has built a great nation.
他们就把 Petra 是佩特拉这个城当作他们的京城。
And they had taken the city of Petra as their capital.
我们知道 Petra 就是俄巴比亚所说的那座城，也就是这个以扫就是以东地那个京城。
And we know that Petra is in the land of Edom.
所以从那以后开始，以东人从来没有抬头起过头。
From then on, the Edomites never raised their head again.
就像这里圣经所说。
Just like the scripture describes.
你看见他永远不被拆。
He was forever thrown down.
那弟兄姊妹，你应该是我到底神在什么事上爱我
？But sisters, so where has God loved us?
我们回过来去看神在我们身上的带领。
As you turn back and see how God has led us.
当你回头来看那个历史的时候。
When you look back to the history.
你看神怎么对待你的。
You see how God has treated the Edomites.
你我就知道到底是在什么事上爱上了。
Then you and I can understand where God has loved us.
当神说这个话的时候。
When God spoke before him,
你知道大概是主前四百多年的时候。
It is about 400 years before his coming.
那个时候以色列人呢，他们有一部分人已经回到他们的地上。
At that time, a group of Israelites has already returned to their homeland.
我大概说一下。
I just briefly mentioned.
在以色列的国度是最荣耀的，就是大卫的时候。
During the heydays of the Israelite nation, that during the time of King David.
然后到了所罗门，可以说把圣殿建造起来。
And then when they come to the time of Solomon, he has built the temple.
所罗门现在有两个特点。
Solomon has two unique points.
一个特点就是建造圣殿。
One is he has built the temple.
还有他是全世界最有智慧的。
And second, he is the wisest king in the whole world.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately,
这个最有智慧的人做了一个最愚昧的事。
The wisest king has done something most foolish.
没有一件事比拜偶像更愚昧。
There's nothing more foolish than idolatry.
在旧约时。
During the Old Testament,
没有一个人那个智慧能比上所罗门。
There's no wisdom that can compare to the wisdom of Solomon.
在智慧上，他可以说爬到顶点最高峰。
In terms of wisdom, he had climbed to the summit.
但是同样一个人，他跌到最深的。
Yet the same man who climbed to the summit has fallen to the depths of the valley.
他拜了偶像。
He has worshipped idols.
那因着他拜偶像。
And because he worshipped idols,
以色列就被分裂成南国和北国。
Israelites were split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
北国有十个支派，南国有两个。
10 tribes in the northern kingdom and 2 tribes in the southern kingdom.
所以以色列的分裂乃是因为拜偶像的事。
So the split Israelites is because of idolatry.
那么这个十个支派是被十个支派和两边的两个支派。
And the 10 tribes in the north plus the 2 tribes in the south.
他们实在做了研究神的。
They are still the people of God.
不过他们有一个敬拜的中心。
And they have a central point of worship.
那就是耶路撒冷。
That is in Jerusalem.
虽然他们分成南国跟北国。
Although they are divided into northern kingdom.
但是每年三次，他们还是要到耶路撒冷去过节。
But three times a year, they still need to travel to Jerusalem to hold the feast.
政治上，他们可以有两个实体。
In politics, they can have two governments.
但在属灵上，他们永远不能。
But spiritually, they can never be divided.
他们就有一个见证，就是耶路撒冷。
They can have only one testimony, which is.
他们的见证是根据神的存在。
And their testimony is based on the presence of God.
而神的存在就是圣殿所在。
And God's presence is represented by the temple.
那现在你看见圣殿也好，圣耶路撒冷。
Now you can see whether it is the temple or Jerusalem.
神是把神的存在和他的见证放在两个支派的肩膀上。
God has placed the burden of testimony on the shoulder of two tribes.
就是犹大和便雅悯这两个支派。
It is the tribe of Judah and Benjamin.
他们是神的子民，没错。
They are the people of God.
和十个支派是一模一样。
They are the same with the rest of the 10 tribes.
不过关乎神的见证和神的同在，神是把这个两个责任放在他们的肩膀上。
Yet in regards to God's testimony and His presence.He has placed them on the shoulder of these two tribes.
到后来，十个支派他们就不再来敬拜了。
Towards the end, the 10 tribes will no longer return.
这是非常得罪神的一件事。
And this has wronged, they have wronged, they have sinned greatly against.
因为他们就是怕人到了南国去以后，心就被犹大国掳去。
Because they were afraid as people go back to Jerusalem to worship, their hearts will be taken captive.
所以他们另外又设立了另外一个敬拜的东西。
And they established another place for worship.
我们的这件事是完全得罪神的。
We know that this has totally sinned against God.
但是虽然这样，
even though,
你看见北国也好，南国也好，他们就继续的往再继续去写他们的历史。
And yet, both the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom continue to write their history.
但是我们知道，他们历史是失败的历史。
But we all know that their history is history of failure.
你看北国的十个支派，他们拜了偶像。
The 10 tribes in the northern kingdom, they worship the idols.
他们属灵的光景越来越低沉。
Their spiritual condition continues to fall.
到了最后，在公元前722年，神又任凭他们被掳到亚述去。
At the end in 722, that God has allowed them to be taken captive.
亚述就是今天伊拉克的北。
Assyrians are people who live in the northern Iraq today.
100年以后。
100 years later,
两个支派也得罪神。
the two tribes also sinned against them.
结果他们被掳到巴比伦。
And they were taken captive to Babylon.
巴比伦就是今天伊拉克的南部。
And Babylon is the southern region of Iraq.
所以请大家记住。
Please remember.
今天伊拉克的势力重新抬头。
Today, Iraq began to raise up their power again.
他所代表的就是旧约里的亚述和巴比伦。
What Iraq represents today is the Old Testament Assyria and Babylon.
十个支派被掳到亚述，两个支派被掳到巴比伦。
Ten tribes were taken captive to Assyria, and two tribes taken captive.
他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从犹巴拉底的那边渡过。
Their ancestors, their forefathers, Abraham had crossed over the river of Euphrates.
希伯来的意思就是渡过河的意思。
Those who had crossed over the river.
等到以色列失败了。
And until the time the Israelites had failed.
他们当初从哪里来？结果他们要回到哪里去？
They had returned back to where they came from.
亚伯拉罕从巴比伦来，所以两个支派要回到巴比伦去。
Abraham came out of Babylon, so two tribes returned back to Babylon.
亚伯拉罕在哈兰停留了一段时间。所以我们知道，连十个支派最后被掳回去的地方，也就是哈兰所在。
Abraham stayed in a place called Haran for a period of time. Therefore, the ten tribes also were taken captive to that.
十个支派不关心神的见证。
These ten tribes did not care about the testimony of God.
他们不管圣礼、圣殿和他们不关心神的见证，不关心圣殿，也不关心圣城。
They don't care about the temple.
They
don't care about the Holy City.
They are all people of God.
They all fail.
十个支派被掳，两个支派也被。
Ten tribes were taken captive, and the two tribes also were taken captive.
十个支派被掳在亚述以后。
After ten tribes were taken to Assyria.
他们从那里慢慢就往东移，就消失了，这就成为失落的十个支派。
And from there, they continued to move eastward. And then gradually they're all lost. These are the ten, these are the lost ten tribes.
有一部分就到了今天的阿富汗。
And some have already traveled to Afghanistan.
因为阿富汗有六十个部落，每一个部落的名字都是十个支派的。
And in Afghanistan, they have 60 tribes, and some of the tribes' names are the tribes of the ten, from the ten.
后来他们再往东移到了西藏，又到了中国，也到了印度。
They continue to move eastward and move to Tibet and also to China and India.
这就是失落的十个支派，他们再也没有回来。
And these are the ten lost tribes which never returned.
他们不在乎神的旨意。
They don't care about the presence.
他们不在乎神的同在。
They don't care about the presence.
所以神就任凭他们漂流到世界每一个角落去。
But God allows us to wander to all corners.
他们仍是神的子。神拣选他们，从来没有后悔。
God has elected them, and He never regrets His election.
但是请记住，那两个支派，
for the two tribes,
被掳到巴比伦以后，
after they were taken to Babylon,
十年以后，神带领他们。
After 70 years, God has led them back to Jerusalem.
这两班的人，你如果读马拉基书，称他们犹大人。
And these two tribes.If you read the book Malachi, it refers to them as the Jews.
犹大人就是今天我说的犹太人。
And they are the Jews today.
犹太人特别指着那两个支派的子孙。
The Jews refers to descendants from these two tribes.
他们被掳到巴比伦。
They were taken to Babylon.
他们带着圣经回来。
And they brought the scripture.
他们也带着会堂回来。
They also brought back the synagogue.
所以犹太人特点是两个，一个是一本书，还有一个是他的会堂。
And so the Jews had two uniqueness. One is their book, the Torah, and then the other is the synagogue.
今天全世界大概是1400万到1600万。
And today there's only about
1400万到1600万。14 million
people left.
不要忘记，这就是两个支派，这不是十个支派。
Remember, this is just the two tribes.
那这两个支派因着神的怜悯，结果七十年以后他们又回来。
At the mercy of God, these two tribes of people they came back after 70 years.
他们回来，他们自己不能回来。
By themselves, they're unable to return.
因为七十在圣经里面代表天然的岁数。
And because 70 represents a natural age in the Bible.
他们如果回来。
If they return,
你看见一定是神做的成功。
It must be because God has done His work.
经过了七十年，
after 70 years,
每一个人都被带到了天然生命的尽头。
Each one of them has been brought to the end of their natural life.
所以从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，这是神的工作。
So to return from Babylon to Jerusalem, this is the work of God.
这个工作是复活的工作。
This is the work of resurrection.
没有一个人能做。
Because no one can do
this. 因为人都已经被带到了天然的尽头。
Because all men have been brought to the end of their age.
我们知道在但以理离开的时候是二十几岁。
You know that Daniel was in his 20s when he left. He is now about 90.
他只能为以色列人祷告。
He can only pray for the Israelites.
他没有可能跟着他们回来。
It is impossible for him to follow them.
所以在恢复这件事情上。
So in terms of restoration.
从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷这件事。
In terms of returning from Babylon.
这个工作乃是复活的工作。
This is the work of resurrection.
是没有一个人能够做。
Not work, no.
神乃是等到我们到了尽头了，神开始他的工作。
God is waiting for us to arrive at our end, so that He can begin His work.
对以色列来讲
，According to the Israelites,
他们的前途是在巴比伦。
Their future rests in Babylon.
他们到了巴比伦以后
，After they arrive in Babylon,
他们应该就留在巴比伦。
They should remain in Babylon.
请记得，回来这件事是不可能。我们怎么知道呢？因为以色列人本来是最好的民族，但是从他被掳到巴比伦以后，他们就成为最成功的商人。犹太人一直到今天是最成功的商人，就是因为被掳到巴比伦。他们从巴比伦学会了所有的金融各方面的技术。
In Babylon, they had learned all the methods and ways to do business.
而且他们在巴比伦那里有自由。
And in Babylon, they also had their freedom.
所以年轻人到了巴比伦。
So for the young people who arrived in Babylon,
因为以色列前途当然在巴比伦。
Of course, their future rests in Babylon.
所以他们当然从那里就到了伦敦，到了美国，到了纽约，就到了各地去。
Of course, from there they will travel to London and to the United States and to New York.
但是七十年，
七
十年以后
，After 70 years,
圣灵大大的做。
The Holy Spirit has done a mighty work.
不是所有人在那做。
He did not do this work in all.
几百万人进去。
And hundreds of thousands of people who left.
结果神感动大概五万人。
But only about 50,000.
这些人他们愿意回到空城耶路撒冷。
These 50,000 are willing to return to the empty city in Jerusalem.
他们愿意回到废墟，把祭坛重建，把圣殿重建起来。
They're willing to return to the ruins to rebuild the altar, to rebuild the temple.
不止第一代回来。
Not only the first generation.
第二代尼希米跟以斯拉又回来。
The second generation, Nehemiah and Ezra also.
第一代回来也能了解。
You can understand why the first generation.
因为想念他的故乡。
Because they miss their homeland.
他们怀念耶路撒冷。
And they miss Jerusalem.
但对于生在巴比伦的以斯拉跟尼希米来说。
But as for Nehemiah and Ezra who were born in Babylon.
他们根本没有看见过耶路撒冷。
They have never seen Jerusalem.
他们对耶路撒冷没有感情。
They have no emotional tie to Jerusalem.
他的前途根本在巴比伦。
Because their future is already in Babylon.
所以你可以想象到，根据耶稣的情形，可以说他们完全被带到尽头。
You can imagine, according to their predicament, they have already been brought to the end.
如果两年你就回来，你可以凭着你自己力量。
If you are only thinking happens to do for 2 years and return, you can do it.
老的一辈有的是躺在旁边。
Some of the older ones, they have already died.
年轻一辈根本没有看见过耶路撒冷。
The younger generation had never seen Jerusalem.
现在你知道什么叫七十年。
Now you understand what 70 years means.
没有一次考验比七十年考验更严厉。
There's not a test more severe than the test of 70 years.
如果有人说我从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
If someone says I return to Jerusalem.
你要的这件事不是你做的。
No, you did not do such things.
你不可能做这件事。
It's impossible for you to do it.
这件事是神在复活里面做的。
But God has done this in the book of resurrection.
我们应该都像以东一样。
We should all be like Edom.
Edom 一旦被拆毁, 是永远不能再重建。
Once Edom was thrown down, it is completely ruined. It cannot be rebuilt.
让他们被带回耶路撒
冷。Until they were taken back to Jerusalem.
神医治了他们的心。
God has cured their disease.
但是不光
这样。Not only so.
请记得，当圣灵感动他们的时候
，When the Holy Spirit moved their heart.
他们为什么要回来
？Why did they come back?
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？You know.
当他们在耶路撒冷，在迦南地。
When they are in Jerusalem, in the man's tent,
那个肩膀已经在他们身上了。
The shoulder is already on.
两个支派身上的肩膀就是一个耶路撒冷，一个圣殿。
And the burden on their shoulder is Jerusalem and the temple.
一个代表神的存在，一个代表神的见证。
One represents God's testimony, one represents God's
presence. 里面有神的同在，外面当然有神的见证。
And if you have God's presence, indwelling presence, of course you have the outward presence.
但他们没有被动的。同样是神的子民，十个支派是他们的同胞。用我们这种说法，大家都得救，都上天堂。
If we understand that, we would say, yeah, we're all saved.
但十个支派就是只是十个支派。
But the ten tribes are the ten tribes.
这两个支派是特别拣选的。
And these two tribes are for especially.
神把见证和崇拜和见证责任放在他们肩膀。
God has placed on their shoulder the responsibility of testimony and practice.
他们到了巴比伦。
They went to Babylon.
他们回到圣殿。
They returned to the world.
弟兄姊妹，当整个巴比伦的前途摆在他们前面的时候
，When the entire future of Babylon is placed before them.
只有傻瓜可以回到耶路撒冷。
Only the fool would be welcome to return to.
只有那些人心中还有神的存在，还有神的见证。
Only those people who still carry the presence of God and the testimony of God.
他们回来就有目的。
They will return with purpose.
把神的同在带回来。
To bring back.
不止把神的同在带回来。
Not only to bring back God.
而且也把神的见证带回来。
Also to bring back God's testimony.
给以斯拉回来。
Ezra returned.
不止美化了神。
Not only unified the
temple. 尼希米回来。
Nehemiah returned.
重建了圣城。
He has rebuilt the city.
弟兄姊妹。这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这些人虽然他们不好，
These people, although they are not
perfect, 虽然他们软
弱， although they are weak,
但是你还是爱他。
So you see God loves them.
神拣选他。
God has
selected them. 神让他们能回到耶路撒冷。
God allows them to return to Jerusalem.
回到这个，回到不光重建圣殿，也重建圣城。
Not only to rebuild the holy temple, but also the holy city.
把神的同在带回来。
To bring back God's presence.
把神的见证也带回来。
And to bring back the testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，这是何等的爱。
Can you see what great love?
为什么神把这样的爱给他们？
Why has God given them such love?
你和以东比一比，你就知道。
If you compare to Edom, then you will understand.
弟兄姊妹，如果以色列能回来，
If the Israelites can return,
证明神爱他。
It proves that God loves
you. 这里那个时候是管教的时候。
It proves that that was the time to destroy.
那个时候不是毁灭的时候。
That wasn't the time to destroy.
对以东来讲，
Or even like,
那个时候是毁灭。
That is the hand to destroy.
但对以色列来讲，
But to the Israelites,
虽然他们被掳，
although they were taken captive,
感谢
神， praise the Lord,
神医治他们。
God healed them.
他们不止不再拜偶像。
Not only they were not worshiping.
他们把神的同在带回来。
They also bring back His presence.
他们也把神的见证带回来。
They also bring back the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹，等到他们读到马拉基书的时候，
When they read the book of Malachi,
神开他们的眼睛。
God has opened their eyes.
他们回来，他们不知不觉地做了一件事。
They returned and they have done something.
因为根据马拉基书，
According to Malachi,
当以赛亚回来的时候，
When the Messiah shall return,
忽然进入他的生命。
All suddenly he will enter into.
这什么意思？在以赛亚回来以前，圣殿已经建立好。如果这些人不回来的话，这个留在巴比伦的话，圣殿在哪里？伯利恒在哪里？耶路撒冷不重建，伯利恒也不会重建。主耶稣怎么可能降生在伯利恒？谁说我真爱你？
God says, I have
loved them. 他们说你在什么地方爱我们？
But they say, how can you love them?
弟兄姊妹，他们回来只以为把神的见证和同在带回来。
They thought they only brought back the testimony and the presence of God.
这已经太美好了。
This is already too much.
他们从来不知道。
And yet they do not know.
他们回来是为着弥赛亚。
They returned for the sake of the Messiah.
他们回来是为着预备弥赛亚回来而回来。
They have returned to And they were closely knit with the eternal world.
这么合适的爱弟兄姊妹。This
is such great love.
谁说我是爱你？
God says, I have loved you.
他说你在什么时候爱我们？They
said, where have you loved us?
我想在这里很清楚给他们看见。I
think here God has shown them very clearly.
你们以为你们爱我，所以你们回来。
You thought you loved your nation.
你们以为你们信犹太人，所以回来。
You thought because you were Jews, that's why.
你们最多以为你们属灵，你们对神的见证和存在有关系，所以你们回来。
And those you thought that you were spiritual, that's why you returned.
没有想到你回来。
那是和神的紧紧相连。所以弟兄姊妹，你看见，如果神要摧毁他，两个支派可以十个支派一样的堕落到全世界各地去。他们就是神的儿女，他是神的百姓。神的见证在哪？神的同在在哪？更重要。
如果他们不回来的话，马拉基书很清楚给他们看见神在哪一件事上爱他们。神对以色列人如此，神对教会如此。你记不记得教会曾经被掳到巴比伦？
Do you remember the church was once taken captive to Babylon?
教会经过很漫长漫长的历史。Church
has gone through a lengthy darkness.
到了16世纪以上。In
the 16th century.
看信徒，马丁路德、加尔文就像所罗巴伯一样带入神的儿女回来。Martin
Luther and Calvin worked like Zerubbabel. They have brought back the remnant.
这是神的工作。神在这件事上爱你也爱我。
In this regard, God loves you.
神好的就是黑暗里面。
God did not leave us in darkness.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候圣经是练练成阅卷可以读圣经。But
since at that time the Bible was changed, no one can read the Bible.
神在这件事情上爱我们。But
God had loved us.
后来接着John Wesley，接着大卫这些像第二代以斯拉、以西莲也回来。And
then John Wesley and John Wesley were like the Ezra and Nehemiah who returned, were the second ones to return.
我们回来。
是为主的同在，是为主神的见证，能把这些带回来。马拉基也告诉我们，这里的弥赛亚进入他们不止他第一次来，也是他第二次来。我们这些愿意回到耶路撒冷，弟兄姊妹。
我们不知不觉的是为主第二次回来而来。现在有太多的基督徒像世的支派一样。如果主恩待我们的话，把他的同在和见证的责任放在我们身上，但是我们也是会失败。
我们也会被，但是很清楚。我们终于回来。我们打败偶像。现在我们说我们与偶像有什么相干？当我回过头来看这一切的时候，你看看神在我们身上的每一个动作。你看看神在我们身上的每一个动作。
你和你都历史比较比较就清楚。今天靠主的恩典，回到神的中心，我们等候主的恩典。为什么在这么多人中间，神看下来？
That God has
given you. 为什么许多人,
Why is it that so many people were not recovered?
为什么就爱我?
Why did God love you?
为什么就在我们继续的不肯放过?
Why that God will not let us go and continue to go?
你就知道说主在什么事上爱我。
You now know in where God has loved you.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord.
这几天让我们知道谁是怎么爱我。
In these few days, that we will know how He has loved us.
我们走到今天就证明神爱我们。
We have come to today's time we know and prove that God loves us.
不是忽然间我们参加什么运动不是。
Not all of us, we have joined some kind of.
不是忽然间我们明白了什么道理不是。
It is not that all of us we understand some kind of teaching.
我们都是失败，都是软弱。
We're all failures. We are all weak.
但主今天能把我们带到这里。
But today God has brought us to this point.
弟兄姊妹，现在你我知道他在什么事上爱我。
How God has loved us.
但愿我们再次把自己奉献。
May we offer ourselves to Him once.
说主啊，在剩下仅仅的一些年日里面。
Lord, in these remaining years.
但愿你有些话要对我们说。
May you speak to us.
那就是把它记住。
And those are the words found in the notes.
这些话特别为着那些从巴比伦回来到耶路撒冷的人这一代
人。These words prepare especially for those people who return.
在巴比伦人听不懂。
Those people who stayed in Babylon.
只有那些回到耶路撒冷的人他们听得懂。
Only the residents can understand these words.
弟兄姊妹，主要呼召的是。
God will call out to the overcomers.
神要把他的见证放在我们。
God will place His testimony upon the children.
我想我们就说到这，我们闭
着
个简单。Lord,
let's hear
it and have a prayer. 求我把这些话继续交在你的手。
Lord,
commit these words to your hands. 求你圣灵对我
们
说话。Speak to us through your spirit. 告诉我们你在什么事上爱神。
Tell us where
have
you loved us?
但是这几天是我们一衰朽的人，求你释放我。但是神永远的爱，永远不肯放下。但是许多人生下来是为了这个终
极。
主啊，你恩待
我。
继续对我们说话。
Continue to speak to us.
靠着耶稣基督可爱。
Jesus, don't be named this guy. Amen.